Science tells us that over 90% of what we think is just thoughts we've already had, meaning we're living in the past. If you want to know how to live a better, more fulfilling, more joyful life, you want to live right now, in the present. I know what I thought yesterday. The question is, what am I going to think today? It's time for a new thought. Deepak Chopra says, intention combined with detachment leads to a life-centered, present moment awareness. And when action is performed in present moment awareness, it is most effective. Your intent is for the future, but your attention is in the present. Today, I'm going to talk about how to accept the present while intending the future. Welcome to Every Day, A New Thought. I'm Thor Chalgren. Today, I'm looking at Chapter 5 in Deepak Chopra's book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. This one is called The Law of Intention and Desire. All of the other episodes in this series are in the description below. Last week's episode was about the law of least effort, basically doing more, doing less, and getting more. That was episode number 120. Today, this chapter is all about the law of intention and desire and how we can use these powerful forces to manifest our dreams and achieve our goals. First, a few definitions. Chopra talks a lot here about the quantum field, which he says is just another label for the field of pure consciousness, or what he calls pure potentiality. He says that this quantum field is influenced by intention and desire. So in this chapter, Deepak Chopra explains that the law of intention and desire is based on the idea that our intentions and desires have the power to create our reality, create our life. He argues that the universe, the quantum field, is a field of infinite possibilities, and that by focusing our attention and energy on what we want, we can tap into this field and bring our desires to life. According to Chopra, there are three steps to using the law of intention and desire most effectively. The first step is to get clear on what you want. This means being specific about your goals and visualizing them in vivid detail. The second step is to let go of any attachment to that outcome. Right after you've thought about it, now you let go of it. And obviously, this can be difficult because we often will become very attached to our desires and, you know, we don't see them coming along or they don't come in the way we expect. We can feel disappointed when things don't go like we thought they would. However, Chopra suggests that letting go of attachment allows us to surrender to the universe or the quantum field and know that everything will unfold in the way that is best for us. The third and final step is to remain open to the present moment and to the opportunities as they may arise. When we stay present and aware, we can recognize when the universe, the quantum field, is presenting us with opportunities that will help us achieve our goals. How do you start? How do you apply this in your life? Well, first, he says, list out what you want. Make a very specific list of what you're looking for in life. Carry it with you wherever you go. Look at it before you meditate, before you go to bed, and in the morning, look at your list. Next step, let go. Surrender. Know that the universe, the quantum field, has received your design and is now energetically working to match the outcomes to what you want. Finally, be present in the moment. Accept the present right where you are. You've set your intention and desires for the future. Your job in the present? To live here now in the moment. That's the show for today. If you like this episode, please hit like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. If you're listening to the podcast, please subscribe or follow the show on your favorite podcast app. Until tomorrow, thanks for listening. Thank you so much for listening to Every Day a New Thought. If you like today's show, please consider subscribing to the podcast. And if you found value in it, I'd be grateful for your 5-star review. Until tomorrow, bring a new thought to your life today.